Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
And I want to read out this message. It says, "Hi, Niall. Can you talk about something on your show for me, please? My husband and I are in a very difficult situation. We have a collie that is 9 years old, but sadly we have to rehome her. We have a five-month-old baby, and because of the dog hair and the worry that she might hurt our little girl, we've been forced to leave the dog in the back garden. My husband works and I'm on maternity leave. I find it really difficult to bring the dog out for a walk, etc., and the poor thing is stuck out the back garden all day. I've spoken to my husband and we have decided that we need to put our collie up for adoption because it simply isn't fair. However, I was shocked at the reaction I got from some of the members of my family. We have always had dogs in my family ever since I was a kid. We are dog lover families. Or should I say, we are a dog lover family. My sister has taken exception to the fact that we're putting them up for adoption. She told me that she thinks that I'm a disgrace for abandoning our dog because my life has changed. She started saying that I wouldn't give up a child, so why would I think it's acceptable to give up my dog? She started saying that no matter what the circumstances in my life, I should never think it's okay to abandon a dog that's part of the family. We get into a blazing row about this and we haven't spoken since. My husband calmed me down and said that my sister has no idea about real life, but I can't help but think about what she said. The guilt is now eating me away. Am I completely wrong for rehoming our dog? I can't shake the guilt now."
Yeah, well, you are wrong. Well, just my own personal opinion, I think you are wrong.
But I know there's people out there who are dog lovers. There's people who are cat lovers. There's more dog lovers than cat lovers. But there are a lot of cat lovers and dog lovers who equally love their cats and dogs. But what do you think of this person's situation, right? I understand. Baby comes into the house. Life changes. Priorities have to change. Baby's important. We understand that. The little daughter, you don't want her hurt, of course. But would you judge somebody if they essentially abandoned or dumped their dog because their new baby came along? And I know of a situation where this happened. And I remember talking to these two people before they had their baby, and they had this little Yorkshire Terrier. Beautiful little dog. They idolised the dog. The dog went everywhere. The car with him went everywhere. The dog was 5 years old. The wife or partner had a baby. She wasn't really the biggest dog lover in the world. He was. He had the dog before he met her. And she said, "Dog has to go." Next time I met them, I said, "How's the little dog? Where's the little dog? And I'm looking everywhere for the little dog. And they said, "Oh, we got to put it to sleep." I said, "Why?" "Because we had a baby. We just figured it would be dangerous." They got the dog put to sleep. Dead. Because they had a baby. Now, in this particular case, she doesn't want to do that. She wants to rehome her collie. Some people think it's the right thing to do when you have a baby. And may have done it. I want to know if you've done it. Is it the right thing to do? What advice would you give this woman? If you were her sister, would you lose the head as well? And say it's a family member, you can't get rid of the bloody dog. What's the answer? I want to get your thoughts on this today. Do you think rehoming a family pet or family dog is the wrong thing to do when you have a baby and you're concerned? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Joe, you're on Classic Hits. The cat lady.
Hi, how are
meow,
you?
Meow,
meow.
The cat lady. Joe, reminding us again.
Lady.
How many cats have you now?
Seven.
Seven cats, the cat lady.
Yes. Yes.
Now, so Joe, another baby comes along, right? And you're concerned because you've got lots of little cats running around. There's cat
hair. No, first of all, I would not be concerned.
You wouldn't be concerned?
No, my cats, my son has special needs, and the cats are the nicest thing to him, even when sometimes he deserves a little scratch.
But do you know what they say about a baby with cats? I don't know whether it's an old myth or an old wives' tale, but
it's it's a myth.
By the cat smothering the baby?
No. You have to introduce the baby to the cats and the cats to the baby slowly and keep an eye. But usually there's no problem whatsoever. No problem.
I don't know, Joe.
Oh,
seven
I
cats,
do.
Like. That's a lot of cats to
I
have
know.
A baby with, isn't it?
No. Anyway, they're part of the family. They're my children, too. I would never give up my cats.
Right.
Never.
So what do you get this one with her dog?
I think it's insane that has a dog and they love the dog. And now just because there's a baby, they're getting rid of the dog. Like the dog is like a toy. For me, doesn't make any sense. I know that it's a new baby and they should introduce why am I hearing cat noises?
Said that's an aggressive cat. I'm just saying, I'm thinking of the baby. You know what I mean?
No, my cats never do these noises at home. And they're all seven together at the same time.
Cats sound like babies.
No, they don't.
They do, don't they?
No, they don't. I have a cat that her voice is so low that it sounds like a kitten. Jesus Christ. No.
I remember when I was like living at home, years and years ago, when I lived in my mom's house, right? We had an alleyway between the two houses. Like, they were terraced houses, but they kind of had this alleyway thing covered, like a passage, it was called, right?
Yeah.
We used to call it the passage. But these two cats, they used to be always in it, and they were always fighting. But when I'd be lying in bed at night, and they sounded like two babies crying.
Yeah, but those kind of might be like feral cats. Like, my cats have no problems with other cats. They are so sociable that if another cat comes around the house, they have no problem with it.
Mm.
But it's because I have so many. They're used to each other, so they don't find strange to have other cats around.
I mean, somebody's just texted and said, I'd give the wife the boot before I'd give the dog the boot. He says, I'm not even joking.
I would agree. Come on. You get a family pet. It's part of your family. And then just because you have another member of the family coming in,
mm-hmm.
you're going to throw one out?
But some people, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody kind of loves their pets, well, most people do. But some people wouldn't love them quite as much as you do, Joe, or maybe I do, and treat them as part of the family. They treat them as just a dog. Or a cat. But stay there, Joe, just for a second, because Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing? Well, hang on, Joe. Dave.
What's the crack,
Dave?
How are you?
Good. Dave, would you get rid of the dog?
I'd make every effort to integrate the dog with the child, but sometimes, you know...
Needs must.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, personally, I would try everything first, but collies can be a very, very high-sprung breed of a dog.
Well, collies have the highest bite rate of any dog. Now, not fatal bites, but they do tend to be nippy.
No, but that's what I mean. Like a collie versus a baby. Like, a Jack Russell versus a baby or a collie versus a baby. What's going to do more damage?
No, the collie would, obviously.
But you wouldn't leave the baby alone with the dog.
Oh, no, I know you don't leave the baby alone with the dog, but that's what I'm saying. But sometimes some dogs don't take the children. And you also have to think, like, that dog was in the house a long time before the baby was. And the dog could maybe... Most times dogs take likings to children. I trust a dog around a child before I trust a cat around one, to be honest.
Oh, you don't trust cats around children, no?
I'm not a cat lover, really, to be honest.
You and Joe wouldn't get on well. Why would you be able to hang out with Joe? She has seven cats in her house.
No, they don't bother me. Just they're too sneaky. You know, they're too aloof. You know, like, if a dog sits on your lap and he's happy and you're rubbing his belly and his tail is wagging and his tongue's hanging out, that's great. A cat sits in your lap, you start pawing them, and little shit start digging their nails into your legs.
Come on, they're pawing. They're not trying to hurt you.
They're washing.
They're pawing.
Pawing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Kneading. I've seen because my partner has a cat, and I've seen that where they do this thing where they knead. They push their little paws
it's
on
like
your leg.
Making a little bread.
Yeah, and you've little pinholes all over your leg from their claws.
It's not to hurt you in any way. My cats never scratch me.
But it still hurts. One of my friends has a cat and he's the biggest asshole I've ever met.
Okay, so would you seriously consider then, let's say, for example, with the collie, you just consider it a risk. Brand new baby, you'd rehome it, would you?
No, I wouldn't rehome it straight away. That would be like the very, 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 very last option. Like, we have a dog now, he's a rescue dog, and I've never seen the dog so good around children. He's absolutely amazing. Like, he's...
But in this email, she says basically she's had the baby now. The collie is out the back garden all the time because she's afraid to keep it in the house where the baby is. She feels it's unfair. She doesn't have time to bring the dog, the poor dog, as she said, for a walk because she just doesn't have the time. And
well,
she just wants to rehome it.
But see, that's what I mean. You know yourself, like, newborn babies take up a lot of time. They really do. Do you know? And
they do.
It's unfortunate for the dog that the poor dog is in this situation. No, the dog is 9 years old, so the dog is probably a lot more placid than it would be if it was a puppy, like, but... You know, I personally, if I was in her position, I'd make every chance just get the dog used around the child. Don't leave the child with the dog. Like, as good as our dog is, I still right beside him anywhere time he's near a child. Like, a dog can be a great family pet, but you can't trust an animal 100%
of the time.
He could
introduce the dog slowly to the baby. Like, it's slow process, see how it goes, before just dumping the dog. How can you just dump a dog?
Now you're making it sound really bad, Joe, by saying dump. She's looking for someone to adopt it or rehome it in some way.
In fairness,
that's a way more responsible thing to do with the dog than just drop it. Like, because the fellow we have at the moment, he is the best dog I've ever had in my life. He's one of the coolest dogs I've ever met. And his previous owners just dumped him one day. We met the crowd that we got him from. We said, Joe, we were just curious, like, what was his backstory? You know, were they elderly, or did he bite someone, or what the crack was? And they said, no, the family just came on one day, dumped him, and said, we don't want him anymore. Like, this woman doesn't sound like that kind of a person. And I honestly think that if she does rehome the dog, she's going to go to every length to make sure the dog goes to a lovely caring home.
But at the same time, she's not making an effort.
I'm looking at some of the messages coming in. There's not a lot of cat lovers out there, Joe. I'm just looking. Somebody says, cats will eat your face when you die or you're feeling poorly.
It's a myth.
I don't think it is a myth. Because I think, you know, I'm not having a go at cats here, okay? You know, because, you know, as I said, my partner has a cat and she's lovely. She's a pedigree indoor cat, doesn't go out, right? And she's a lovely little cat. But in saying that, cats are selfish. You know, they think of themselves. They're not thinking of you. Where dogs are extremely loyal, cats couldn't really give a shit about you.
I don't agree. I'm sorry.
They always say that a cat owns you, but you own a dog.
Listen, my cats are so, even towards my son, which was why I wanted to have cats, because my son is deadly afraid of dogs. I used to have a black Labrador.
Yeah.
And I had to rehome it because my son, I tried everything. My son was so scared of him, I had no choice. So I bought my first cat. I took my son to a center to make sure he wasn't allergic, he wouldn't be afraid. And like my cats, when my son is going to bed and I'm going to read a story to him, they come and sit on his bed with him and lay down until the story is finished, and then give him a cuddle, and the cats...
Give him a cuddle?
The
cat gives him a cuddle?
It does. The cats go up to his head, he goes up to the cat's head, and he kind of gives them a kiss.
But they tend to shed their hairs a lot. And, you know, and by the way, a lot of people, I need to point this out too, there's a lot of people have cat allergies.
They shed more during...
this time of the year.
Before summer?
Yeah, this time of the year they tend to shed. This is the time of the year they tend to shed. And a lot of people have a massive allergy to cats and to their hairs, because their hairs, unlike dogs, their hairs are so fine. Stay there for a second, Dave and Joe. Let me go to Greg. Greg, you're on Classic Kids. Greg, I mean, is it right to dump the dog or abandon the dog?
Niall, I suppose that word dump is a fairly serious one, you know?
It is, yeah, yeah.
You know, I tell you what, look, my youngest is 21 now, and they were all brought up with dogs, you know. So over that lifespan, there was about five dogs. We had three dogs when they were growing up, and they sat in their back and things like that. But after saying all that, and I agree with everybody what they're saying there, they're saying, okay, you don't leave the dog or any dog, whether it be Jack Russell or a German Shepherd, you don't leave,
You don't leave them alone with a child, yeah.
Yeah, we all know that, right, okay?
Well, most of us know that. Some people are thick. Yeah.
Yeah, but some people are, yeah. But I am listening to her as well, you know, that gave you the email, that lady, you know. She is quite concerned and worried, like, you know.
Well, she's not talking to her sister now, because her sister just said to her that she's basically abandoning her dog, and it's a disgrace.
She's right. Yeah.
But that's like abandoning one of her children. Well, I mean, the bottom line, Greg, is a dog a member of the family? Hold on. Here's the bottom line. Here's the question. Is a dog a member of the family?
In my household, it is. In my household, it is.
Well, then, if it is a member of the family, you wouldn't abandon one of your family members, would you?
No.
So why would there ever be a reason to get rid of a dog?
Yeah, but if one of my family members were biting people as well, I'd have to keep an eye
out. Well, I mean, this is not the case here. The dog doesn't seem to be aggressive. But she said she's worried about dog hairs and worried that the dog might hurt the child. Sorry, what are you saying, Joe?
I think she might be a little too dramatic. Maybe it's her first baby.
Yeah, well, you can understand that.
A little scared. But if she's so worried, why doesn't she take the dog like for a few classes on how to train him?
But everybody's like that with their first baby. I remember when we had our first baby. He's now 23, but when we had our first baby, I wrapped him up in cotton wool. It was ridiculous. It was actually embarrassing. I mean, as soon as I saw a little bit of dirt on his fingers, he was into the sink and he was washed and he was cleaned. And you know what I mean? So everybody does those silly things when you're first baby. You're overprotective.
I suppose.
And has she the dog for the 9-year period? Has she?
Yeah, she's had the dog for the 9 years, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
And she just wants to dump him like that after 9 years. It's strange to me.
But why is she, like, has the dog been crossed?
No, she just says she hasn't got time for the dog. The dog spends all its time at the back garden now because they don't have time to walk the dog anymore. And they don't want to bring the dog into the house because the dog hairs, and she's worried the dog might hurt her little girl.
Hey, actually, animals are very good to develop children's immune systems.
Well, I think everything's very good to develop children's immune systems. I just didn't, unfortunately, want my child to develop an immune system. I used to wash them all the time. Leona, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Leona?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Leona, you were in this situation.
I was, yeah. So I suppose I can fully get what she's saying. The same thing happened with myself and my husband. We had a little King Charles. Charlie was his name, and he was literally our baby for a long, long time. And like that, we treated him like a baby. He used to come to bed with us. He literally just was our beyond.
He was your baby, yeah.
He was our baby, exactly. And then I got pregnant. Along the way, the baby came along. But while I was pregnant, we had a lot of people saying to us, God, you know, we should really get rid of him now because he's going to get very jealous when the baby comes. And I suppose we were so worried because we were listening to everybody else. We really didn't want to get rid of them, but we were listening to everybody else, and we felt by not going with what they were saying that if anything happened,
you'd be deemed as irresponsible.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. So now I suppose when I was pregnant a couple of times, he tumbled me. I fell to the floor several times, and like that, I suppose people were saying, well, look, you know, if this is happening now, what's going to happen when the baby comes and if anything happens? And like that, he used to shed hair and the whole lot. So I can see what she's saying. But look,
so what did you do with the dog?
We got rid of him. We gave him, well, when I say we got rid of him.
You didn't give him to a farmer down at Willowfield, did you? You didn't do the old farmer field trick?
No, we didn't send him off to a farm, no. What we did was, my uncle actually breeds King Charles. So we asked him, would he take him and see if he could find a family. And he did, well, he found an older couple, which was ideal for Charlie because Charlie wouldn't walk to save himself and he was just happy to laze around the house. He didn't want to do a whole lot. Mm. So he was rehomed and he went to a couple. But I will say that we've regretted it every day since.
You've regretted
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah.
And how old is he? Is Charlie dead now? How old is Charlie?
I presume he would be dead now because my son is.
Did you not keep in touch?
No, we didn't. And I
stop, Leona.
We did ask to say, you know.
Even a little photograph of him now and again or something.
They didn't want to have anything to do with him because they just thought it would be too upsetting for him. You see, he was nearly six, like. So, you know, he was a good age, but we regretted it every day since.
Dave, do you understand the situation Leona was in?
I do. I'm actually, I can't believe I didn't remember this earlier, but we had a similar situation with a dog. My uncle was a toddler. My missus' dad got us a Springer Spaniel. And he was a great dog for a while, but like, that breed of dog are fairly wired. And he was, you know, no matter how much we walked him and stuff, he was always really, really hyper. And then he started growling at our little fella and went to nip him once or twice. And we had to say, right, we better nip this in the bud before, you know, he actually takes a lump out of him. And we gave him, he actually moved across the road. We gave him to a cousin of mine because she just had way more time. She didn't have small children around like that. And he's a great dog, but she'll even say herself, kids. Because some dogs don't suit children as well. Some dogs, like, a lot of that, you know, dogs have their own personalities. And
oh, yeah, no, yeah. Some dogs, and particularly some breeds, are better with children than others. I'm sure a breed expert will tell you that. But Joe, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you heard Leona's story. Did she make? Well, she clearly knows she made the wrong
obviously
decision.
Obviously, she made the wrong decision. Next time, she should listen
to herself.
To herself.
Did you? Yeah. Sorry, Leona. Were you telling yourself all along this is not the right thing to do?
Yeah. And would you believe it, my husband couldn't do it. I was about 8 months pregnant, so you can imagine an eight month pregnant woman, hormonal, trying to give away the dog. My husband couldn't even be there.
Did you drive the dog away?
I drove the dog.
Did he look out the window at you as you were going?
He did, those puppy eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Like, where are you going and when will you be back? And you know what?
I hate to make you feel bad, Leona, but he was probably thinking that. When is me mammy coming back?
Of course he was, and I know that now. Now, we now have another little dog, and we got them when we learned our lesson. We got him when Sean was only quite small, and he's absolutely fantastic with the children. Absolutely amazing.
And Charlie might have been as well.
He probably, if we'd have given him a chance, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the way it should, you probably should have given him a chance. And the first sign of maybe, now I know what you were saying, like if something disastrous had happened and Charlie bit her or bit the baby and everyone would have been looking at you, told you to get rid of the dog, we told you so, you wouldn't listen to us. And that's what you were afraid of, the I told you so people. But I suppose you could have waited to see, you know, if there was the first sign of any aggression or any kind of dominance where the you know the dog has, because a lot of people will say that if the dog is there first, the dog kind of settles and says, well, this is my patch and anybody who comes onto it is going to get it. And you could have waited to see how the dog would have reacted.
Yeah, and I do think that lady on her email, I do think she's going to regret it as well. I mean, 9 years is a long time.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really, really
is. I mean, six was bad enough for Charity.
Would a collie be bigger? You know, her fears would probably be a little bit more. But I do think she should just give it, just see it out, give it time.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Charlie, Leona.
Yeah, poor Charlie. Yeah, I know. He's probably gone now, but, you know.
I know, well, yeah.
We still have pictures of him and everything. We often talk to our kids about him as well, and it was just awesome. And every time we see a dog that looks like him, we always say, God, I wonder.
We make bad decisions in our lives sometimes, you know. I mean, when we regret those decisions sometimes too. But that wouldn't be happening to Joe. None of Joe's cats would be gone, that's for sure. The baby would go quicker than the cat. Not right, Joe.
I would never. My cats are like the cutest things. They all have very distinct personalities.
Some cats
but they are
cute.
So great with my son.
Some cats are not really cute. Some are.
I have to send you a picture of my cats.
Leona, do you like cats?
I don't like cats, no.
Joe,
I agree with one of the other guys there when you said, like, I just think they're very selfish. They're very...
I don't have that experience.
I'm sorry, yeah, that's what I think, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I've had many a scratch off a cat, I can tell you, as opposed to a dog.
Yeah.
I can't agree. My cats are so nice. Stop, Niall.
Okay, I have to go to a break, ladies. I'm still thinking of poor Charlie. Everybody's upset at home thinking of Charlie. Oh, Charlie's okay. Poor old. It was a long time ago. Leona is aware of the fact that Charlie has probably passed away since. Declan, you're on Classic Hits. Declan, you believe any dog is capable of turning on a child?
Of anyone?
Well, yeah. But it depends on the adult responsible for the dog not to put the dog in that position.
But can you, if you have one or two young children, can you guarantee that you can be around that animal to control it 24 hours a day or for whatever
amount of
time?
No, you can't. No, you're right, you can.
You can't. It only takes a dog and a child to be out in the back garden, and the child might grab the dog by the hair or pull a hair off.
As they do. Pull his ears or his tail or something, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it before, and that dog will turn around and snap. Not every dog, but it's an animal.
Or as a mate of mine, I don't know how the dog had the patience, but a mate of mine, his 2-year-old son, stuck a toy soldier up the dog's bum.
And the dog didn't react. To be fair, I'd probably bite the child then as well. But they're capable of turning. It's not a bad decision to. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, and we always said we'd get a dog, and you know the reality of it didn't seem like a good idea, you know.
Right, but it can work.
Yeah, it can. But like, there's been so many instances. Wasn't there a case a couple of years ago in America where the child was asleep in the bed with the mother and the dog was asleep?
The mother coughed and the dog bit the dog.
Yeah. Turned around and that child died.
Dead. Oh no, but it's not the only child that died.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have to be conscious of the type of breed that you get, because Look, all breeds are the same, more or less. But there are some breeds, obviously their bite is worse because they're more powerful dogs. So, but I mean, if you have a small dog, like a little Yorkshire Terrier, yeah, they're nippy little things, Jack Russells, nippy, but they're unlikely to kill your child. They might bite them.
Well, I don't know, man. If a Jack Russell turns around and bites a child of under 6 months, like, whether, you know, whether, okay, it might not kill it, but like if it bites the child in the face, that is...
Well, it's devastating.
That scar is only going to get bigger as the child goes on. Do you know what I mean? It's going to take the face off a child. Like, it's a hell of a... Like, even... Were you talking about a King Charles earlier on or something?
Yeah.
Like, and honestly, no offence now. I've been around King Charles. You're talking about probably one of the stupidest dogs ever created. Like, they're morons. They will run head-on into cars. Like, you know, you can't...
They're playful. That's what people say. They're playful.
Yeah, well, they're
floppy.
Yeah, they are playful. But you know, a dog like that, especially, you know, even... It's a pet, but like it's a dog, it's still got jaws in her. That dog bites you.
But see, Leona got rid of her dog when she was pregnant, her King Charles, but she regrets it now.
Yeah, but she probably made the right decision.
Do you think so?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
You see, hang on
for a second, Declan. Sorry, Leona, go on.
No, I was just going to say that with Charlie, I mean, he was even, I suppose, you know what they always say, one dog is a master, but. Charlie would have been very protective of me, and even when myself and my husband would be trying to lie down and have a cuddle on the couch, he would come in and he'd squeeze in between the two of us, you know, and he'd put his face right up onto my face.
But that's what kids do as well. That's what babies do.
Not to be crude about it now, but like imagine like that's the reaction when you're sitting next to your husband on a couch. Like, and I'm not presuming anything, but like imagine if a mother was, say, for instance, breastfeeding or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like that dog.
Oh, the dog is. There's no doubt the dog will get a bit jealous. But you've got to then teach the dog. Actually, well, hang on. Let me get Sharon, our expert, because she's a vet. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hiya, Niall.
How are you doing? Sharon, this dilemma, it happens on a regular basis. Poor old Leona regrets this decision of getting rid of her dog while she was pregnant. But Declan thinks it's probably the right thing to do.
Look, there is never a hard and fast right and wrong here. It's a really tricky one. I get this question, I get this discussion all the time with clients. Basically, the majority of dogs will adapt. It does have to depend, not necessarily on the breed. I know you always jump up and down on breeds, but it isn't relevant. And a Jack Russell can tear the throat out of a baby.
It is relevant.
A Jack Russell can tear the throat out of a baby.
Absolutely.
And they're actually more trained to go after little things that squeak, like a baby could appear, than a bigger dog is. So, you know, I think you've got to be a bit careful where you pigeonhole things. But
bigger dogs do more damage, don't they?
Not necessarily.
I'm not saying they're more aggressive. They just do more damage with a bite. I would rather my child be bitten by a Yorkshire Terrier than a Rottweiler.
Yeah, Yorkies, because they haven't really got a very big mouth. They can't.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
It'd be hard for them to kill them, but, you know. The main thing is the dog and the nature of the dog. Some dogs are very possessive over their people. That's mainly due to training, how they've been trained.
What about the King Charles that Leona had? King Charles, what are they?
Very, very unlikely to be harmful. They're very affable little sweet dogs.
You're making Leona feel worse now. Sorry, go on.
No, but that's really, you can't.
Okay, what about the girl in the email?
Nothing ever happen.
A collie. Okay. She has a collie. Now, collies do bite a lot.
Collies, more unpredictable. Collies tend to fear bite, tend to be fear aggressive. They're not stimulated enough, and so they have a reactive bite from fear. Any dog that isn't trained well, I'd always be cautious. But you've either got to adapt your lifestyle to keep the dog in a safe distance from the child, or you've got to trust that you've trained your dog well enough. But you never leave the opportunity for the dog to kill the child.
Yeah, but Declan has a point. Yeah, that's the intention. As a good parent, that you won't do that. But if you've got two kids and you're tending to one and the other one wanders off out the back garden and he's only two or something like that, you can't be everywhere.
No, you can't be. But it's how you set yourself up to manage your dog and your children. And everybody can make the right precautions if you're worried about it, but you still want your dog. Your dog can live during the day while the kids are around playing, can be shut in a little bit of a run in the garden and the kids play somewhere else. And in the evening, when the kids are gone to bed, the dog comes in and socializes with you. There's always ways. Sometimes it's better to rehome them. I agree. If you can't integrate them into your new family, or you're worried they're of an unpredictable nature, I'd never recommend forcing it, because yes, you are asking for a problem. And to be honest, you know, a lot of people don't have the capacity to do the right training with their dogs. And therefore, there is a risk if they haven't done proper socialization, if they haven't introduced the fact that this isn't a threat to the family dynamic, which dogs can see it as a threat because they can be possessive.
They're quite territorial, aren't they, over their space?
They can be. Yeah. Some aren't bothered at all. Some are very territorial, some are very clingy to people, some aren't bothered at all. You know, there's all sorts of different. It's understanding your dog, understanding their own personal nature and their likely reactivity. And as I say, it's never a cut and dried, yes, you should keep a dog, no, you shouldn't, but I think you need to go
into
it.
But are they not, the way we're talking about the dogs here, it's like they're some sort of, I don't know, extension to the family. Are they not part of the family, Sharon? This is what, Declan, do you not consider a dog part of a family?
No, like,
well, just a dog.
I wouldn't be annoyed if the baby bit the dog. But 99% of the time it's going to be fine, isn't it? It's all going to work out. You know, I know it's not a regular. Like, you're trying to join a very elite club for this thing to happen, but you know, if it does, woe betide. Like, if it, you'd never forgive yourself.
Never forgive yourself. No, absolutely.
Well, do me a favour, both of you. I have to go to a break. Stay there, please, Declan, if you can, and Sharon. Craig, you're in Classic Kids. How you doing, Craig?
How you doing, Noel?
You're in the situation at the moment.
Well, a similar enough situation, yeah. We have a baby who's nearly two, he'll be two in June, who grabs one of our dogs.
Right, okay.
And it hurts. He grabs us sometimes as well, and it does hurt. And the dog is normally great. But he's noticed him growling and kind of snapping. Now, he hasn't actually bit him, but he snaps in his direction.
So the dog is starting to get a bit pissed off at it.
Yeah, and you can see now, as soon as the baby comes into the room, you can see by the dog's face, he's on edge.
Right, okay.
So
what sort of a dog is it again?
They're kind of Jack Russell crosses. We've got to do them out of the pound.
Right, okay. And how long have you got them?
About 2-3 years, year before the baby came along. Probably knew the baby was coming.
The answer here is not to train the dog, it's to train the baby, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. Now, he's not speaking yet, so we're finding that difficult. We're grabbing his hand and trying to get him to rub the dog softly. But you know what toddlers are like? They're kind of...
Well, hold on, I might have the perfect bit of advice for you here. Sharon, you've, I'm sure, had people in with dog behavioural problems and child behavioural problems when it comes to dogs. I mean, so what do you do in that situation? The child is a bit too young to learn yet, and the dog is now getting to a point where, you know, the inevitable is probably going to happen soon.
I think I'd be very, very worried if a dog was, reacting with a snappy, growly sort of response to the child. The dog's already telling you with their body language that they're uncomfortable, they're uneasy with the child around. By, as you say, you know, you've noticed when the child comes into the room, the dog is on edge.
Because the child, Craig has admitted the child is kind of abusing the dog.
Is grabbing the dog, yeah. Exactly. But that has to be responsibility, to be fair, of the parent, that they shouldn't be allowing that situation. And if they have to keep the child away from the dog, and you know, they live in different rooms in the house.
It's difficult. How many kids have you got, Craig?
We've just the one, with two dogs, but we do actually tend now to keep the dogs out a lot more than what we wanted to do. They just tend to be out the back because the baby's running around. You can't really restrict him, so the dogs are out a lot more than we want.
You know, yeah, I think you've got to make sure, because the dog is showing you that they're already warning you that they're unhappy about this, and I'd be really concerned that could turn into a nasty bite, and you've got to keep those away, and you've got to introduce them to each other in a very controlled way when you're there, when you can manage the situation, when you can stop the child from grabbing the dog, because any reaction like that of a child grabbing a dog can end up with a nasty bite or worse. And I just think, you know, that dog is telling you, well, I'm not happy with this.
Yeah, you're kind of playing with fire there, Craig, a bit, aren't you?
You have to do something about it, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry, we do. Like, it's not like I don't just let them...
I'm sure you do. Yeah, I'm sure you do. But you're concerned that it's not getting any better.
Well, I'm thinking that the baby's still a bit young. In another 6 months, when he's speaking more, he maybe understand. I take his hand and I try to rub him on it slowly and try to rub the dog slowly and... that kind of
and
thing.
Do and that. Sit the baby on your lap next to the dog. Stroke the dog as you would and help the baby stroke the dog. But don't leave them with open interaction with each other. Don't leave the baby a chance to grab the dog because I think, you know, you could be playing with fire there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Craig, has the thought crossed you to get rid of the dogs? Is that something that's been...
Slightly has.
It's going to be difficult to rehome two, you know, mongrels, essentially. It is going to be difficult to rehome them because they are probably the most common type of dog you would see in a pound, is those type of dogs.
It's only one of the dogs he goes for. It's the shorter haired dog, the longer haired one, he doesn't seem to be
bothered with.
The baby, I mean.
Yeah, the baby is the problem. I understand what you're saying. So he's aiming towards one that he's attracted to for some reason.
It's the feel of the fur or something. Now, I'm thinking in a 6 months down the line, a year, we'll be able to teach the baby, say, no, the softly.
For this 6 months, you need to be ultra careful. If it was me, I would try my best to remedy the situation before I would think about rehoming the dogs. And don't get me wrong, if it didn't, you know, if after, you know, 6 months, it still wasn't working, I need the babies talking and it's still happening, I think you were just going to have to get, you know, think about really rehousing the dogs or rehoming the dogs because you just don't want that accident to happen, do you?
No, Jesus, come here. If when the baby's talking and he's still not getting it, it'll be a no-brainer then. But just in the meantime, we tend to have them out the back now a little bit more than we wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
We have a big back garden now, but they were supposed to be house dogs.
And we don't, like I know, but well, look, dogs are quite resilient, unless it's the middle of the winter and it's freezing cold, but they're quite resilient. Why not, you know, build a bit of a run out the back garden and put a, you know, two little kennels in for them, or not one kennel where they can hug in together? You know, I'm sure with a little, you know, a heat light in it, I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
They have a shed out there with, there's a couch in it, they sleep, like, but they come in now, they're in, as soon as the baby's gone to bed, they come in the evenings.
Yeah.
But they have a big, huge run. Our garden is, I don't know, it's huge.
Right, well at least you have an option there, and you have options.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.